Okay, so number 14 is be prompt to resolve conflicts. So I think perhaps especially the English are very good at letting things go unsaid. Sometimes there can be an expectation for others to read our mind or to pick up the subtle messages that we may give off. But they're not always read, or if they are, they can be ignored. And I think sometimes, you know, once anyone gets conflict emerging that can be quite, you know, in your face and, oh well, unpleasant. But also another kind of conflict is that you can just sort of gradually drift into a cold war with a sort of rather understated, but nevertheless, undermining quality of conflict. And if that starts to happen, we need to have the courage to speak out. If we just let the conflict stay, it will just tend to grow and to fester. So we need to try and resolve any conflicts as quickly as we can. And I think part of that is we need to be quick to forgive. If we don't forgive our friend, then our heart will just tend to harden. And a hardened heart is very hard to open. And the thing is, if we are, you know, half serious about practicing the Dharma, about developing friendships, then we will hurt each other. Because, you know, and we're not perfect, at least probably most of us aren't perfect. So we're bound to make mistakes, we're bound to hurt each other, and we need to forgive. We need to forgive again and again and again. The only way we can avoid that is by staying out of relationship, and that isn't the path of the Dharma. So my last point, number 15, is base friendships on common ideals. I think it's the common ideals, our common spiritual ideals, that make friendship into spiritual friendship. And I think we need to keep our ideals at the forefront of our friendship. One of the ways of doing that is through confession. When we do something that's unskillful, particularly in relation to our friend, to just say, well, you know, that's what I did. And, you know, making that confession helps to resolve conflicts as well as helps to deepen the friendship. Priyavardhita, in his introduction, mentioned the talk I gave about meditation. And a few years ago, Maitreya Banda and I started meeting up twice, more latterly once a week, to talk about our meditation. And what we'd do is often we'd start just simply by confessing things and then talking about other things that were pressing in our mind before we eventually got on to talk about our meditation. And it's very useful to talk, I mean, in of itself, it was very useful to talk about our meditation. I learned a lot about meditation through talking about it with Maitreya Bandhu. But also I learned a lot about him, because like a meditation is quite a sort of intimate personal side of ourselves. So to talk about that in some detail with a friend is again to get to know our friend in another way and in quite a depth. And the thing that again was a bit of a surprise is just how much those meetings deepened our friendship. Again, it took our friendship onto a whole other level from before. And in a way, I think the thing about talking about the meditation was, in a sense, it kind of meant that even if we weren't talking about our meditation, we knew that that was part of the deal, and it kind of framed the discussion. So it kind of framed the discussion with the context of our spiritual ideals, of the context of the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha. So it kind of meant that even though it wasn't explicitly said, the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha, the three jewels, were right there with us in our communication at that point in time. And that had well, just simply a deepening effect on the interaction that went on between us.